Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome. Good to be here. Glad you can join me. An honor to be behind the silver microphone today, as every week we are. It's been 7 days since I've actually seen you. I'm glad you're back. Thank you. Appreciate that. Boy, next week. Indianapolis 500. They're qualifying today, of course, throughout this weekend, and times are going fast, and in the car, that is. Well, times are going fast just in life, aren't they? They really are. So slow up. In life and in your car. Please. It saves you money. How does it save you money? Well, fuel burn, brake burn, and you have more time to listen to the radio. Absolutely. Today on Auto World, not only are you going to be joining me as you are through the telephone, I welcome all your calls. Look forward to them at 855-660-4261. Also look forward to your emails at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Follow us on Facebook. You can get me on Facebook Messenger. Please do. The address is my name, Mark Evans. And we also have the Facebook Auto World Radio Facebook. Instagram, you can reach me out over there and go over and take a look. I've been talking about a few of the photos we put up. We're going to be talking about that one really cool-looking photo we got up there on Instagram, which is Auto World Media. And that photo is something to do with the International Volkswagen Bus Day. Oh, yeah. The Moving Guardrail. We're going to be talking about it. That's a nickname that, well, a Volkswagen bus person told me that. So it's not, hey, don't, no hate mail. It's an owner of a bus that told me that. I got a kick out of that. So anyway, we're going to be talking about that. Also have a recall for you that park it outside, folks. Park it outside is what they're stating, period. The manufacturer, get it outside. And it has this time it's something to do with something in the rear. So stay tuned. We're going to start at the rear and go up to the front, I guess, on this one. But get your pen and paper and pencil out because you might own one of these. Your neighbor might own one. Your relative might own one. And we need to get this out to you as soon as possible, which we will today here on Auto World. Also, I have for you again, what happened in this month in automotive history. A lot of things happened in 1 month. We're only going to share one of them. You might even have this brand of car, so we'll find out. But most of all, your emails, I look forward to you emailing me with your comments, good, bad, or otherwise, about your topics that you have in your life, in your auto world, because not only the repair side of it, but should I get it fixed, should I sell it, should I buy it, where should I sell it, where should I buy it, I don't understand the lingo of what the dealer's telling me in the repair word or the sales word. So why do they have recalls, Mark, and they don't have the parts to fix my recall? Calls, things like that I can help you with. Always here for you every week and throughout the week. Again, I shout out to you folks to email me, and you do appreciate it. We're going to go into the email bag, absolutely, see if we can stump the chump here. We're going to do that for sure. But most of all, again, oh, by the way, I have, we're going to get to the winner EPA range winner. Yep, somebody's finally did it. They did it. They beat them. Who beat them? Who is it? Oh, I have the history for you, too. We're going to talk a little bit about the history of the drive-in movie theater. But first, who did it? The electric pickup goes farther than Ford. Whose? Chevrolet. It just came out. Just debuted. The Chevrolet first battery electric truck will have a greater range than anticipated. And it goes on sale later this year. It's the 2024 Silverado EV RST. Yep. Now, they did it. According to Chevrolet, the 2024 Chevrolet Silverado EV, the truck, is aimed for fleet buyers with a boost of the EPA estimated. You ready for this? Sit down. Here's the number. EPA estimated 450-mile range on a full charge. That beats Ford. According to Chevrolet. They previously announced that their truck would have about a 400-mile target, but no. After testing it, more testing and more testing and competitive testing, etc., up and down the hills and around the corners and all that, it's getting 450-mile range. Now, okay, that's the range. That's what we're all concerned about. No, we're concerned about the price, too, Evans. Okay, I'll tell you that. The cost, it's going to start at the bottom at $79,800 before options, creature features, destination charge, according to Chevrolet. Now, they revealed this here this last week in the news conference. Now, if you want the 2024 Silverado, they have also have an EV work truck. But the EV RST truck, it's a four-door, full-size truck, EV truck. Top of the line, if you want everything in it, the RST first edition, starting at $106,695. If you want all of it, period. Now, they're also going to launch this Silverado EV in a work truck trim, which might be, and that's going to be a choice of two ranges, by the way, but there are configurations in the work truck. The mileage range also will be right around 450, supposedly, according to Chevrolet. And some as low as the starting price of $39,900. Now we're talking. $39,900, and that's before shipping or any of the creature features. But that's base. That's the base. Base, base, base. You add more to your work truck, the price goes up, just like the RST, goes all the way up to that $106,695. Now, the Ford had the F-150 Lightning. They still do, of course, as you know. Rivian's got the R1T. Let's get down to the nuts and the bolts of the story and the numbers here. They're Chevrolet's 450 miles of range. Ford F-150 Lightning pickups, supposedly 320 miles of range. The Rivian R1T has got 314 miles of range. And then the Lordstown Motors Endurance has 200 miles worth of range. Now, oh, yeah, you're wondering about the GMC Hummer pickup with the Crab Walk, huh? Well, that has supposedly a range of 329 miles. Now, another one that's been knocking at the door, I've talked about it right here on Auto World, they debuted it there at the New York Auto Show last month at Stellantis. The Ram brand announced it will have an extended range on their version of the Ram, 1500 REV, R-E-V, called the REV XR. And that's supposed to be delivering as much as 500 miles range. So they're going to, are they knocking on the door? And Chevrolet, General Motors, are going to outdo, you know, Chevrolet. Well, at this time, I understand that the REV haven't got exclusive numbers yet, but they're working on it, and they're going to be giving those to us. But they're wanting 500 out of it. Let's see what they do. Now, you do know that somebody else is knocking on the door. That Tesla Cybertruck. We've got some of our charter members that's contacted me through telephone here and also email. Again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Tesla Cybertruck. Due to start production by the end's year here. So we'll see if that's coming day. Elon Musk, founder, owner of Tesla, has extended that. And now he's talking about having those out at the end of the year. Supposedly at 400,000 orders from the start. Did you get your registration number and price in there and buy a registration number yet? Yep. Now, Ford, they expected to sell by the end of the year about 25,000 Lightnings. That's the F-150, of course. Will they? We'll find that out, too. I'll report that to you. But right now, that is Eddie, the engine emailer. He says, let's go into the email bag, Mark. Let's do it. Hand it to me. Don't throw it. Oh, you threw it to me. Okay, I'm digging in. There's one. We've got a lot of emails to get to. Eddie, I'm sorry. I should have been known that quicker. Okay. Here we got an email. It says, not 911. That's okay. Listening to us right here in Boise. Awesome. Hi, Mark. Summer's here. Warm weather, yes, but that means air conditioning. Yes, it does. And I have none. Help. Driving a 1994 Chevrolet Impala SS. She's blowing hot air again. Uh-oh. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, we're going to help Mindy in Boise, Idaho. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back. More trivia and more emails coming your way.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Chitty bang bang,
what we'll do, near, far, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend.
Bang bang, chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend.
Bang bang, chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend.
Chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang,
chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang.
One of those automobiles that they're not around anymore. Huh. It must not have any air conditioning. One automobile that's not around anymore is the Page. P-A-I-G-E. Page. Page was built since 1909 all the way up to 1930. It was a Detroit motor car company back in the day, right out of Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. The Page. No longer around. Do you have one? Do you know somebody that has one? Hopefully we can keep a few of these automobiles around for history. Oh, yes. The fun of not having any air conditioning and no power brakes and no power steering. Old cars. Love them. Especially the smell. We've got went into the email bag here. We got Mindy in Boise, Idaho listening to us. Pulled her email out of the bag, and she says, "Hi, Mark. Summer's here. Warm weather's yes, but that means her air conditioning has got a problem." She says, "Driving a 1994 Chevrolet Impala, and she is blowing hot air again this year." She says, "Every year I have it charged up, and it works for one season. What do you recommend I do to stop this madness of having to charge it every year, Mark?" I appreciate you, Mark. Thank you. Mindy here in Boise, Idaho. And that means one thing. Let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate right here in the Boise, Idaho area. And that is News Talk, KBOI, AM 670, and also FM 93.1, Meridian, Eagle, Star, Nampa, Caldwell, Mountain Home, over in Baker, Oregon. Hello, Ontario, Oregon. Boise, Idaho. Good to have you folks along. Thank you. Appreciate you tuning in and listening. Mindy, absolutely. 1994 Chevrolet. That's an older vehicle. In the years, of course, that means a couple things. You're charging it up every year, as you state. So what I'd recommend, first we need to make sure that you have zero leaks. Because Freon is like air in your tire. If you have a nail or a screw in your tire, the air is going to gradually seep out, and you're going to have a flat tire. And you keep putting air in it every day while you're going to work because you notice it's low again, just like air conditioning system. The air conditioning lines have O-rings on them. The O-rings will rot out, get old. 1994, it's not brand new. So if you have not replaced all of your O-rings on all the air conditioning lines, there's really only two, a high side and a low side. You could have an O-ring that's leaking, and the best way to tell is just take your eyeball along the black AC air conditioning lines, which are over on the passenger side of the 94 Chevrolet, and that's where most of them are on all cars, is over on the passenger side. And then even if you have a front-wheel drive car, folks, the 94 is what's going to be a rear-wheel drive car, but even if you have a front-wheel drive car, the motor's in there, I say facing east and west, and rear-wheel drive car is north and south. So if you front-wheel drive car, you're going to have an AC compressor pointing towards the passenger fender, and the air conditioning lines are still going to be over on the passenger side. So you're going to look for something, the lines have to be dry, no wet. And if they're wet, looks like somebody sprinkled a little bit of water on them, that's an air conditioning leak. And right there where you see the juice, the wetness, is where the O-ring is, and we have to disconnect the line, put a new O-ring on there, and fix that leak by putting a new O-ring on there. So that's how you fix that, Mindy. Another thing, too, you can see on the Chevrolet, you can see the AC compressor up front. That's where the serpentine belt's hooked to it. And that seal could be, that AC compressor is the little motor that's has the clutch on the front. When you turn the air conditioner on, the clutch kicks in, makes the belt turn the whole entire compressor, the motor, with pistons going around and up and down in it too, basically pushing Freon through the air conditioning system. You could have the front seal leaking there, and you'll see wet there. If you see wet, I want it to look dry. I want it to look dry. Make sure everything is dry looking. If it's wet in a certain area, get the leak fixed first. And that's what's letting the Freon out, Mindy, and that's why you're having to charge it every single year. But another thing, too, I want to highlight the AC receiver dryer. It's a little silver canister that has got a sponge in it. It's designed to absorb all the condensation and moisture within your air conditioning system. And in 1994, if you've never replaced that AC receiver dryer, that is full of water. Condensation turns into juice water, and that means that you're pushing more water through the system than Freon. So we want Freon in there, not water. So I'd recommend replacing that receiver dryer, and you'll get that out of there, and they'll have a shop do it. air conditioning repair shop. Most automotive repair shops do air conditioning. Ask them if they're ASE certified, Mindy. Look for the little blue star, ASE, Automotive Service Excellence. And they don't have to be certified to do Freon, but if they are, that's a bonus round for you. That means they've been there, done that, and they know what they're doing. They'll take the receiver dryer off. They'll suck all the condensation and water out, all the contaminants, put a new receiver dryer on there, nice dry sponge, put some new Freon in there, some PAG oil, and turn it on. You'll have nice cold air again. Let me know, Mindy. I hope that helps. Thanks for tuning in right here in Boise, Idaho on News Talk KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1. Good to have you along. Send me back an address if you would. I do have a little detailed gift bag for you. Oh, yes, we're going to get that 94 looking like a 2094. Brand new looking. Yep. Shining inside now with some details from detailed products from Mothers and Meguiar's and Solution Finish. And I've got wash drops in there. Throw away the hose, folks. You don't need the hose anymore. Just put, well, it's 4 ounces of wash drops in a 5-gallon bucket of water. You apartment goers, you don't need a hose. You just go to the kitchen sink, 4 ounces of wash drops at the kitchen sink in that 5-gallon bucket. Walk out with your wash mitt. Wash that car and make it look good. 1994 Chevrolet looking like a 2094. That's what I'm talking about. My email address, again, as you know, Mindy, is give me your address, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, it's time now to get your pen and papers out. Pen, paper, pencil, whatever you want to write with, because a recall. Jeep tells all of you that own the 2014 through 2016 Cherokees, please park outside. That's approximately 130,000 Jeep Cherokees from 2014 to 2016 model years to park them outside and away from structures due to potential fire risk. Why? It's in the rear, folks. Here's what's wrong. The power lift gate control module could be vulnerable to water intrusion due to where it's positioned in the 2014 to 2016 Cherokees. I'm not saying, and they're not saying you're driving it through lakes, but it's positioned in the wrong spot. Water can get in. It causes it to short circuit, resulting in a fire. Period. So, park it outside. This is a power liftgate control module. Now, one thing about it, Jeep, I want to hand it to you, and thank you for getting this out there. One thing about it, you also experience, Jeep, says, you're not experiencing fire yet, but it could happen. You're going to find out the power liftgate will stop working. Stop right there and park it outside, and let's get some power liftgate motors back in there. Go to the dealer with that VIN number. Tell them you heard it right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back after a short break. The history of the drive-in movie theater.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA News Update. Treasury Secretary Jenny Yellen says there is no upside to not raising the debt ceiling and letting the U.S. default.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Yellen said it won't be easy to decide who gets paid and who doesn't if the U.S. defaults.
There will be hard choices to make about what bills go unpaid.
She said there are no acceptable outcomes if the debt ceiling isn't raised, and she's warning we could default by June 1st. I'm John Schaefer.
The stage is set for debt ceiling talks to resume at the White House tomorrow. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says President Biden agreed to a face-to-face meeting today during a phone call from Air Force One as Biden flew home from Japan. The sports and entertainment worlds are remembering Jim Brown, the NFL running back who went on to a successful Hollywood career and became a leading civil rights activist, died at his Los Angeles home. He was 87. Dave Collins, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Yeah, the top goes down, the price goes up. Isn't that the truth? I want to let you know, too, on this recall, folks, on the Jeep, the Jeep Cherokee, 2014 through 2016, park it outside. The liftgate control module is bad, okay? The rear liftgate control module. And I just want to let you know for a fact that they're going to start notifying, Jeep's going to start notifying dealers and owners, you, by the end of June. That's why I wanted to get this out to you as soon as possible, because I'm trying to get you there before this happens. And I don't want you to, you know, have a... If you have problems with the power liftgate right now, and you're thinking, oh, it's just a bad motor, or it's, you know, just weak, it's not, you know, no. No, it just needs to be replaced. It's not the motor itself, it's the control module, and they've put it in the wrong spot, and it's getting wet on you. So, and sand and all that can get up in there too, so they're going to relocate it and get it fixed for you. So, and be patient with the dealers, all car manufacturers, please, because of the parts, supply and demand. They might not, they know what's wrong, and they're doing a recall on it, so they're making sure that you know about it. But at the same token, we want to make sure that, you know, they might not have all the parts to repair all of them right away. So, and with that, talk about new. Let's talk about new and what's up and coming. Well, what's up and coming is the very first ever International Volkswagen Bus Day. Yeah, it's going to be here. When? On June 2nd, 2023. Volkswagen, National Day calendar. They did it. They're going to celebrate the first ever International Volkswagen Bus Day. paying homage to the global automotive icon. That is, the celebration takes Type 2, the Volkswagen bus, fans, for you, a ride into the future with the debut of the three-row version of the Volkswagen's all-electric ID. Buzz is happening in Huntington Beach, California. Combined media and public-facing global, they're going to all, I won't be there, I want to be there, but I'm not going to be able to make it. The event will include new product showcases, live entertainment, streaming programming, plus cars and coffee, style gathering for a classic Volkswagen bus owners. So if you got a bus, get to Huntington Beach. Adding the International Volkswagen Bus Day designation is a major milestone in the brand's journey to electrification and creates a day for worldwide Volkswagen Bus ID. Buzz fans to celebrate years to come. They're doing it. They're going to debut this bad boy. The ID. Buzz will be the latest addition to Volkswagen's of America's growing fleet of all-electric vehicles. The bus is going to be all-electric. Three-row. Wow. Three-row model. Now, they're planning on the sale in North America. It's already over in Europe. A two-row and cargo vehicle configuration is in Europe already. But the planned sale in North American markets is going to be starting in 2024. The zero-tailpipe emission ID. Buzz transfers the design of one of the greatest American icons, the microbus. Electric. All electric. National Day calendar. They're on the National Day calendar. Congratulations, Volkswagen. Now, where do I find it? How do I find it? If you're like me, if I'm not going to be able to get there and find it and all, where do I get it on the internet? Okay, Volkswagen brand fans, enthusiasts, seeking more information on the Huntington Beach celebration, the International Volkswagen Bus Day. Folks, live broadcast coverage will be available starting at 11 a.m. Eastern on RadioWoodstock.com. RadioWoodstock.com. Also, by the way, on YouTube. But yeah, go to RadioWoodstock. RadioWoodstock.com. RadioWoodstock.com. And let's all be there together. Well, maybe not in person, but we'll be there looking at you. Huntington Beach. Wow. National Bus Day. That's cool. I've got a neighbor that's got a couple of them, and I've worked on a few of them over the years. And today, the number just keeps going up, the number of the value of them. I've always was asked, Mark, put an engine in my bus, but can you make it? I need more power. Well, you can do a few things, which I did, and that was fun to do, to hot rod it, absolutely. So, today on Auto World, what happened this month in automotive history? The Chevrolet Corvair was a unique car, folks. Made a mark in the automotive industry in the 1960s. It was designed with a rear-mounted engine just like similar to the Volkswagen Beetle, which gave it a distinctive look and feel. However, the car's handling, the characteristics were a cause of concern among some of the drivers of safety advocates like Ralph Nader. Despite all that, the Corvair remained in production for a decade. The car's performance was impressive with an air-cooled flat six engine that came in a variety of a lot of setups with provide a smooth and sometimes powerful ride. Back in that day, it was also available in a variety of body styles, including coupes, sedans, wagons, and convertibles, which added to its appeal. Today, the price keeps going up on them, too. Throughout its history, though, the Chevrolet Corvair underwent several design changes with improvements made to its suspension, brakes, and other systems. But by the mid-1960s, the car had become less popular. However, General Motors continued to produce it for years after it originally planned. So it didn't appear that the safety concerns resulted in its demise. But finally, after 9 years of production, General Motors announced the end of the line for the Chevrolet Corvair in May in 1969. Now, as you know, though, the Corvair remains a beloved classic car among collectors and enthusiasts, a unique design, performance, and a place in automotive history, making it an iconic symbol of an era when American automakers were pushing boundaries to give us different type of designs. A little bit of three-speed manual transmission, two-speed automatic, a little bit of trivia on it. The power of the Chevrolet Corvair? Of course, again, the production years were 1960 all the way up to 1969. Power about started at 80 horsepower all the way up to 140 horsepower. Nothing like an Indianapolis 500 car that does 11,900 RPMs. Top speed of this Corvair, though. Now, if you have a Corvair, let me know. Please do. I want to know if you've got your top speed up to 100 miles an hour in one of those. It featured a four-wheel independent suspension, swing axle rear suspension, aluminum engine block and cylinder heads, optional turbocharging. Popularity, over 1.8 million Corvairs produced during its nine-year production run. Now, I've got a list of some famous owners that have them and own them, and John F. Kennedy had one, and Jay Leno's got them, and Ralph Nader, of course, he tried to, well, you know, Ralph Nader, he tried to cancel it. Yep. It was also featured in a opening credits of the popular TV show Mad Men back in the day. Do you have a Corvair? Do you still like that Corvair? Do you kind of wish you would have never sold it? Huh? Yeah, prices are going up. Absolutely. And that's one car that I'm pretty sure that it was hard to find if you own one. It was for you. It was hard to find a mechanic or to try to keep it running correctly. And that's part of the key thing about buying an automobile is the parts and the mechanics. And it's going to break, folks. There's moving parts to a car. You're going to need those moving parts. You're going to wear them out by driving it. So you need to make sure that you have, like a good dentist, you need a good mechanic. What? I don't need a dentist? Well, one day you might. And, you know, you need to find one now. Anyway, just like a mechanic. But yes, there was times when people were coming into our shop for a Corvair repair, and I said, oh, yeah. Well, it was fun and difficult at the same time to keep them running. I don't own one. It'd be nice to have one. Don't have one, though. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, the history of the drive-in movie theater. Have you ever been parked there looking at that movie up there? Fun! We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tried to rob me blind. Put them big wheels of rubber, gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
It's crazy how many, well, how much energy it takes just to get a wheel to go forward. Or go backwards to roll. Thanks for joining me. This is Auto World, America's automobile enthusiast show. Good to have you along. This is where your coupons never expire. So don't throw them away. Oh, it's time. We got a lot of emails, and Eddie the engine emailer is in the house with the email bag. Thank you, Eddie. Let me dig in the bag here. You notice I didn't give the bag back to you. Okay, let's get an email here. I got an email. Oh, there's a couple of them there. Let's get this one. Hey, Eddie, next week you're going to pull an email out, okay? Okay. We got an email here. It's good to have you folks email me. I ask you deliver, and that address again is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. It says, hi, Mark. Great show, my friend. Well, thank you. Thank you. And this is Susan. Oh, this is okay. Thanks, Susan. That time of the year when we head down to the river and let our dog swim. That means a wet, messy dog in the back seat. So, Mark. What do you recommend for a cover to protect our back seat? Thanks in advance, Susan and Zach the dog in Andover, Massachusetts. Ruff, 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 ruff. I had to say hi to the dog. Hi, Zach. Susan, too. Good question. Let's do a shout out to our great Auto World affiliate right there in Andover, Massachusetts. All you great listeners and friends, AW family. Appreciate it. Shout out goes out to WNNW Power 800 AM right there in Lawrence. There's our shout out horn. Absolutely. Power 800 AM Lawrence Lowell, Haverhill, Andover, Massachusetts. Taking all 3 hours, Saturday and Sunday. Appreciate it, Susan. And ruff, 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 ruff to Zach. Okay, I want to make sure, Susan, that I have a nice, soft cover. Not for your seat, for Zach. I want you to head over to WeatherTech. WeatherTech.com. Made in the United States of America, Susan. WeatherTech, of course, is a product not only for your back seat, but they have a lot of products. Cup holders, cell phone holders, floor mats. I could go on forever. But let's go back to making sure Zach is nice and comfortable in the back seat. And thank you, Susan, for wanting a cover for the back seat, because we want to keep the resale value up as high as we can on your four-door automobile that you have there that you're covering. So dog hair and water, like you say, you want the dog to have fun to go swim. The water, the mud, the moisture. You got the WeatherTech cover. Who cares? Let it get dirty, and it's washable, too, by the way, with a hose. Please, do the hose first. Take it out of the car. But I like the WeatherTech. Take it out of the car and then hose it off and then hang it up. It'll dry, and then you can throw it in the washing machine if you want to give Zach some nice perfume-smelling wash, you know. Put a little bit of Downy in there, I guess, yeah. A little free plug for Downy. Anyway, yeah, WeatherTech's good. Why I like WeatherTech is because of the way it clicks in and clicks out really quick. That's one advantage of theirs, and the product is unbelievable. The dog claws, the nails, if you haven't trimmed Zach's nails there lately, it doesn't even know. The WeatherTech doesn't even know it at all. By any means. Susan, thank you. I hope that helps. That's a brand to get. Appreciate it. There's quite a few out there, but again, the dog nails will tear it up. Not the WeatherTech, but other brands. I know for a fact all that because of a dog in our family. She's passed, but she loved it, and it worked good for us. So with that, Susan, I have a little gift for you. And I have a little gift from WeatherTech I'm going to throw in there. In fact, that's a cup holder that holds your cell phone. We're going to throw that in for you right here on Auto World, along with a detailed package to, well, help you, you know, keep Zach in your car inside looking good and clean. Meguiar's and Mother's and Solution Finish and STP's super concentrated fuel injector cleaner to go in your fuel tank to get that, to get you to the next river for Zach to go swimming, okay? That works. Email address so I can get your address to ship it out to you in Andover, Massachusetts is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Appreciate it. And I have a brand new email that just came in. It was a follow-up, so let's do that. That email came in, autotalkradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And this is from Robert and Barb, and Robert says, follow-up from your last email here. That just happened. Mark, we also needed a dog cover for our backseat. I bought the WeatherTech floor mats and love them. So we tried the WeatherTech dog seat cover. Love it. Recommend it. Thank you for being here for us, Robert and Barb, in Sturgis. Awesome. Well, there you go, Susan. See, that's how this works. Power of the people. Thank you, Robert and Barb in Sturgis. That means one thing. Let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate there in Sturgis. Sturgis, South Dakota, of course, and that is... Well, we need the horn. Where's that shout-out horn? See if we can get the battery working again. Dang, I hate dead batteries. Anyway, shout-out goes out to KYDT, 103.1 FM, right there in Sundance, Wyoming, and Gillette, Wyoming, Spearfish, South Dakota, and, of course, where Robert and Barb is. Right there in Sturgis, South Dakota. Thank you for the follow-up. And that, gosh, Susan couldn't have any better endorsement than that. But, yeah, in fact, Robert, Barb, I've got a WeatherTech cup holder cell phone, cup holder that holds your cell phone. It goes. It's kind of unique. WeatherTech figured it out. They slide that in your cup holder, and it holds your cell phone. Period. So you know where your cell phone is. Absolutely. It is time now to... Well, you're wanting somebody to hold your cell phone while you're at the drive-in movie theater. Is there any drive-in movie theaters even left out there? I've been to a couple of them. I know that the microphones are a pretty good relic, antique to buy to put in the automobile shop, of course. Hard to find anymore. But back in 1933, a chemical company magnate, he's Richard Milton Hollingshead, Jr. of Camden, New Jersey, has a dilemma on his hands back in the day. Hollingshead worked at the R.M. Hollingshead Corporation chemical plant in New Jersey there, a company started by his father producing automotive and household products, mostly polishes and cleaners, grease, dyes, and other items under the Whiz brand name. Well, air came along, television, internet, and all that. Radio still was new. Hollinshead Mother, the big problem was entertainment. Well, Hollinshead Mother loved to go watch movies at the movie theater, but she was too fat to fit comfortably in the theater seat. So he got an idea. He says, I think I can do it. So what did he do? He ties some bed sheets together and attaches them to trees in his backyard. With his mother sitting in a car, he places a 1928 Kodak projector on the hood and shows a movie to his mom. Bam! Drive-in movie.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
This week's word is age. Yep, we all have it. Are you concerned about it? Do we all look at it constantly, looking at the age, the number? Is it just a number or a process of time? Age of automotive parts is all about a number. Age. Relax, my friends. Be a lover of a lower number. And grow with a lower number. Think low numbers and think young. Age. Thanks for joining me this week here on Auto World. Look forward to seeing you next week. Two things. Drive safe and motor on.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
Production. Thanks, everybody!
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.